AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch is defending the Justice Department's decision to release just a small fraction of the Jeffrey Epstein files. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Friday was a congressionally mandated deadline for the Justice Department to release the Jeffrey Epstein files, yet only a fraction have been released. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch tells NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday that it takes time to redact information that could identify Epstein's victims.
The reason why we are still reviewing documents and still continuing our process is simply that, to protect victims. So the same individuals that are out there complaining about the lack of documents that were produced on Friday are the same individuals who apparently don't want us to protect victims.
But Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland tells CNN's State of the Union that the Justice Department is obstructing the implementation of the law mandating the release of those documents, not because it wants to protect victims, but because, quote, it's all about covering up things, end quote. Donna Warder, Washington.
The U.S. Coast Guard is pursuing another sanctioned oil tanker in the Caribbean, according to a U.S. official. The U.S. has seized two tankers in 2 weeks. In other news, investigators say a Russian general was killed in southern Moscow when an explosive device detonated under his car. It wasn't immediately clear who was behind today's attack. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says his government is looking into legislation to combat potential terrorist threats. Last week, two gunmen targeting a Jewish festival in Sydney killed 15 people. World shares were mixed today after a rebound in artificial intelligence-related stocks like NVIDIA helped fuel a late-in-the-week rally on Wall Street. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on a decades-long tradition of tracking Santa's trip around the world.
NORAD is getting ready to start tracking Santa's whereabouts on Christmas Eve, and this year, for the first time, you can call in via their website. It's the 70th year in a row the North American Aerospace Defense Command in Colorado has tracked old Saint Nick and his reindeer. Marine vet Michelle Martin is one of 1,000 volunteers who will be answering the calls.
I don't think you ever really know who to expect on the other end of the line. Like I said, sometimes it could be a British pub and everybody's going wild and there's like dozens of people in the background cracking up and having fun and asking us silly questions, and then all the way to a child maybe in the hospital with their parent wondering if Santa's still going to stop by.
I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
One of the biggest challenges of earning a degree as a military veteran is transitioning your goals and experiences to your next phase in life. National University gets it. As a veteran-founded Yellow Ribbon School, they offer post-9/11 GI Bill acceptance, dedicated military support and advising services, and credit for your military experience. That's why 30% of their students are military-affiliated. NU. Education that serves those who served.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.